A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Paul here is speaking about what it means to be a good soldier of Christ Jesus, which we find in the verse before today's text. And then he goes on to say, be careful of getting entangled in civilian pursuits. Of course, it is also true, as the Lord Jesus said, that you are in the world. You are not of the world. But it is carefully laid out throughout the Bible that God comes first. And of course, we are members of our civilian society. Yes, we are also soldiers of the Lord, and that comes first. The point here is no soldier gets entangled. What is the difference here? Does it mean that you must so withdraw from the world in a monastic type like those of the 3rd and 4th and 5th centuries, where they would retreat into caves because they felt that the world was too dirty and they could only find holiness with total physical separation? No, the Lord Jesus also prayed that the Father would keep us in the world. Keeping us means allowing us, giving us the grace to walk with Him, even while we are in whatever country it is, whatever dispensation, whatever era it might be. God keeps us. Think of Daniel and his three friends. They were involved in civilian pursuits, but they refused to get entangled. They refused to bow down when those civilian pursuits were antagonistic to their God. And that was where God defended them. As we said yesterday, God defends His people, as we find in Exodus 23 verse 22. But the point is, don't get entangled. If you find yourself stressing out, perhaps it's your job, perhaps it's some business, things that you've got to attend to, perhaps it's your bank account, perhaps your family, whatever it is in this world, God comes first. That is why the first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with everything you've got. And then God will make you a blessing in civilian pursuits. But be careful. Don't get entangled. Don't mess up your spiritual life because of civilian pursuits.